Welcome to Shelby Confessions, a mix of inspiration and understanding to help you cherish the day. Hey, you guys, today I kind of want to tell you about something that happened to me, as usual. I remember in high school, I had this beat up old Dodge Intrepid. Like the alignment was so messed up, it was completely leaning to the left. You had to have a strong back. And you know, I lived with my best friend at the time. I was paying rent, so I get to do whatever I want. I didn't have parents or whatever dictating me. And I had one of my really good friends, Crevin, and we used to go out. I used to go out every weekend, and going out, basically sneaking in the club. So this one particular night, we're about to sneak into the club or whatever, I would buy this huge big bottle of like vodka. I was a huge person of clear liquors, like that was my thing. Huge bottle. We had drank. I like to pregame before I get to the club, so I pregame before I get to the club. And the next thing I knew, I was tipsy, and I stuffed my ID in my bra, but I forgot I did. So I was like, oh man, I left my ID at home. So we drove back to the house, looked for it. I laid on the bed, and I was like, why does my boob feel weird? I pull up my ID, and we start busting out laughing because I didn't stay too far from the club. So get back in the car, and we're playing like, you know, Beyonce, and it's just, you know, jamming, and you know, he's sticking out his hand, dancing with me, like we're just having so much fun, you know. And in this instance, a car passes by us, and like, you know, we don't even pay attention to it because we're just like, it's traffic, you know. And so we get to the light, you know, and then we get to the club parking lot, and we park the car and whatever, and we're still jamming, and I'm like, oh yeah, yeah. And then the car that passed us pulls up and was like, did you wave at us? And you know, my homeboy was like, oh no, my bad, I'm sorry. And I'm like, yeah, my bad, we're tipsy. And the guy says, oh, you a punk, da 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 da, and like goes ham. And my homeboy was like, excuse me, like, you know, why are you getting so like loud, like what's your problem, like what's up? And I'm looking like, well, do you know them or whatever? And so he just keeps going and saying, you know, vicious things. And so my homeboy gets out the car like, you know, if I'm a punk, fight me like I'm a punk, let's go, you know. And I'm like, oh lord, because the way where my homeboy is set up, like, you know, he will respect you until you disrespect him. I mean, that's it. It's all bars. But if you coming at him, attacking him, he's not going to fold. And that's what people expect because he's not small, but you know, like me and him the same height. But they think that because he's a nice person, that he's not going to bite back. So he gets out the car, he takes off his shirt, and the guy gets out, mind you, and him and the guy start fighting. And I'm just letting it happen. I'm like, those are two guys, let it go. And then other guys got the car. I was like, hell no. So I get out the car, and we squaring up. The guys avoid me and start attacking him. So the main guy that I'm gonna be honest with you, the guy that he was initially fighting, he was beating him up, like he dropped him like 3 or 4 times. And I guess he was shamed, so his homeboy started to get out the car. So when the homeboys got out, they started fighting him, and I started fighting the dude he was dropping. And then I recognized the guy because he swung at me and I missed, and I hit him in the jaw. And he said, Shelby? And I was like, I'm going to bleep his name out. What? He was like, you going to ride with this punk? You going to support this punk? I said, you dang all right. I said, that's my brother. So if you fighting him, you fighting me. So we're squaring up. He trying to avoid me. The funny thing is, I knew this guy because in 4th or 5th grade, he had a crush on me. And we dated. But it was like, it's elementary. So it's like, you know, basically you send notes to each other back and forth. And we broke up because he was being a douche. He pushed me or something. Like, it's just elementary stuff. And that's who I was fighting. Like, I'm going toe for toe, swinging at him, connecting, da, da, da. And I look over, Crevin, the dudes are jumping him. But he's handling his own, because the crazy thing was we were so intoxicated, I guess, full of, you know, liquor and adrenaline. Like, every time he would trip on his own self, but get back up and knock someone else down. It was incredible. And all of a sudden, the police came. Now, this is how crazy it was. The police told everybody to clear the parking lot, because they could have arrested us, but they seen me. And so, you know, I'm a female, so they were like, oh, Lord, you know, guys beating on a woman type of thing. Told us to get either in the club or drive off. So the guys drive off, we go into the club. And then, you know, we were telling my cousins what happened. They were like, oh my gosh, who are they? And I never forget that. And me and my homeboy, I could say it, Crevin, we talk about that all the time. And that was my first interaction with a hate crime. Like, someone who did not completely know us, that, you know, like, everybody, when you're going out and you're drinking and you're having fun and you're riding down to the club, you reach out your hand and you're dancing and whatever. I don't know if he looked at me. I don't know what happened, but I never forget that moment, because you don't know what it's like to be targeted just because you're trying to live your life. You will never understand the hatred that people have for you because they're afraid of you being yourself. That is the most, like, it's the most scariest thing ever. And I talk about, you know, I learned how to walk in heels by drag queens. Like, at this point in my life, I had a gay family. Like, my family wasn't even checking for me. They made sure I ate. They made sure, I was okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, we would go out, but they would take my mind off things. And my friend Corey would just be like, you know, in my corner. Like, you never really know what it is like to be hated, and I say it with such emphasis, hated, because you're being yourself. That is the most, and that's when I started to realize, like, that's when I started to appreciate people, and that's when I really started to sit back and listen. And I get so, like, one of, like, my family members, we were watching this show, and a commercial came on with a drag wearing a beard. Like, they have it's a different style of drag, but they wear beards and they wear makeup and they wear a dress. And she was like, I don't know why they wear that. And I was like, well, it's a different form of drag, and it's them expressing themselves. You know, they don't feel like shaving their beards, and they feel comfortable with their beards, and they love their masculinity with the beards, but they also love makeup, so they celebrate both. And she's like, I don't get it, don't make sense. And she was just, like, so combative about it. But the fact that I was so angry. Now, mind you, I'm a woman. And I don't know how to wear makeup. And I am not a drag queen, you know. But I'm so for the passion of someone being themselves. Like, at the end of the day, I feel like everybody should sit in a room, like I had to, and listen to someone completely different from you. Like, I had to sit in a room with a bunch of the drag queens or whatever, and listen to their stories and listen to them talk. And I actually met, it was one of them, her name is Paris now, but her name was Jeremy before. And I remember when she was just, you know, boyish, and her slowly transitioning to Paris. And now she just, you know, she's trans. She's so beautiful. But I remember her talking to me, and I remember that. And I accidentally bumped into her in a club, and mad dudes was looking at her like, oh, she's so pretty. And I sat down there. I said, you know what? You guys literally changed my life. And she was like, girl, what did we do? And I was like, because to have that experience, to sit down with you guys and shut up and listen to the struggles. And actually, you know, from that fight, I realized that every day my homeboy has to fight for himself. He has to fight for his heart. He has to fight for his sanity. And that's crazy, because You know, we all want to be accepted as who we are. We all want to be loved. We all want to be understood and heard. But it's difficult for all those things to transpire when people don't actually shut up and listen and pay attention to that you are who you are. I think people want to put everybody in a box and, you know, corner them in and say, this is not how you're supposed to be, because of their own standards. If you go along with something one way, that's you, that's your life, that's your perception of everything. But to judge someone off of their own feelings and emotions and their character because that's something you wouldn't do, that's judgment. And to be honest with you, I'm not placed on this earth to judge anyone. I'm not placed on this earth to degrade anyone. I'm placed here to live my life and be myself and learn and grow as an individual for me. So what you do in your life has nothing to do with me. But I'm not going to be nasty and ugly telling you, hey, don't be yourself. That's just a hypocrite. And I hate anyone who's a hypocrite. And I'm probably talking in circles, but I don't like someone who says, I want to be accepted, I want to be heard, but then they look at the next person like, shut up, you don't need to be heard, you don't need to say anything, you don't need to feel this way, but I still want to be heard. Like, what? It's a contradiction. It literally pisses me off. It literally makes me disgusted. And it irks me because you want something for yourself, yet you don't want it for the next person. Who are you? Who are you to place judgment on someone? And from that instance of me fighting, because, I mean, that wasn't my fight. You know, I feel like, you know, if my brother was like, why did you even jump in that? I'm like, because I feel like if that would have happened to me, he would have done the same thing, because they were literally targeting him for him being himself, for him being happy, for him smiling, for him enjoying himself, regardless of who he loves. And that's the problem with people, is that we want to dictate who everyone loves and how they should be, and never focusing on ourselves. Like, you put forth so much hatred and energy towards people trying to change their lives that you forget what you're supposed to be doing for yourself. You forget who you are because you're so busy trying to be in everyone else's life. Like, come on, like seriously, like, the hatred that you have for someone else can be used, that energy can be used towards building and perfecting who you are. Do you know what it's like to fight for something that has nothing to do with them? It's about you. And psychologically, I feel like a lot of people miss that. And they're wondering why, you know, the LGBT community has, like, you know, depression and anxiety and whatever. On top of you figuring out who you are as a person and figuring out your sexuality, figuring out your livelihood, figuring out who you are, and then going back trying to fit into society because you finally found who you are and you're comfortable with that, and then the whole world telling you that it's ugly and it's disgusting and you shouldn't be yourself. Like, you, those three transitions of trying to fit into being one with who you are and being comfortable with who you are, and everyone attacking you from corners, your family, your friends, strangers, your career, your jobs, like, everyone else attacking you just because you were finally comfortable with who you are. And that's with anything. That's not just with sexuality. That's with anything. Like, sometimes, like, I wanna rock out, or I just wanna listen to trap music, or you know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes I just wanna listen to Zydeco, like, you know. But can you imagine, some people are like, you shouldn't listen to that, or you shouldn't act like that. I'm like, but it makes me happy. Do you know the enjoyment of doing something that you actually love and makes you happy, and someone attacking you for being happy? That's freaking depressing. That's so judgmental, and we do that a lot in society. We do that a lot in any and everything. Is we place judgment on each other, and we use our energy towards negativity and hatred only trying to disguise a pain that we feel. I feel like a lot of people, especially people who have hatred or, you know, bashing, or people that are in cults that don't like other ethnicities, like, you know, with race, gender, all these things, I feel like those groups that come together and bash another person for following their dreams or following their hearts or even their own identity, like with race, you know, I feel like people who have hatred towards another race or another culture sustainably is dealing through their own pain. Like, think about it. If you have enough energy to hate someone, dislike someone, degrade someone, afflict pain on someone, you must be trying to mask your own pain. And, like, you know, sitting back there or whatever, I was sitting back and we're talking about the jumping or whatever, and my homeboy told me, he was like, yeah, they that group of guys, they got arrested and one of the guys got killed and shot during a robbery that they were doing. And he said, you know what, Shelby, I could say, you know, karma's came back to them or whatever, but he said, honestly, the trials and tribulations that they placed upon themselves, they must have been in deep pain to want to take our happiness. And I sat back and I'm like, it's true. You know, like, it's true that a lot of people that are going through things will try to mask that pain that they're going through. Like, you know, that boy could have been, I mean, even though me and him fought, that boy could have been having issues like drug addiction. He could have been like, you know, which I know about the drug addiction because there were rumors about it. Well, I mean, it could be true, but we never know. But I mean, he could have been trying to get his job and lost his job, so he decided to rob somebody. Like, he could have, you know, try to feed his kids. Like, there's so many things that he was trying to mask his pain from and decided to take it out on me and my homeboy. You know, like, you never really know. I feel like a lot of people that are in pain afflict pain and hatred on other people because they're masking that. And so if you're that person that's deciding, hey, I'm just gonna hate this race, I'm gonna hate this gender, I'm gonna hate this culture, I'm gonna hate this sexuality that this person is embarking on, or their heart or their love, if I'm gonna inflict any hatred towards you, any hatred, if you're that person, I want you to literally sit here and think about all the benefits from you hating and causing pain and affliction on other people because of your lack of understanding and acceptance. What can you gain? And instead of inflicting that hatred on these people that are fully living their lives, use that energy to improve and impact your life. Use that energy to heal whatever has been broken in you. And watch how the tables unfold. That one person that you hated so much, like, you know what I'm saying? People don't like me because of the color of my skin. I've met some people who don't like me because I'm African American. But at the end of the day, I still was able to save their lives. I still was able to reach out to them. Not because I got to prove a point. No, it's because I'm happy being myself. I'm comfortable with being me. And I have no time or energy to inflict anything negative towards you. So sit back and evaluate what hatred does. And see if that's something you really want to do. Because at the end of the day, there's no benefit in hurting someone. There's no benefit in hating someone. None at all.
In conclusion, I just want to tell you guys to promise to cherish the day. And it's your girl, Shelby Henning, signing off. Have a good one, y'all.